to get the news and sport, here's Sandy Waugh.
And a senior police officer who had a key role at Hillsborough on the day of the disaster is due to start giving 2 days of evidence at the inquest. The court's already heard statements that former Superintendent Roger Marshall made 3 requests for exit gates to be opened at the stadium. A 15-year-old girl has gone missing from her home in Bristol. Police say she may be trying to get to Syria after being radicalised. She's known to have reached Turkey and is thought to be attempting to cross the border into Syria. The Prime Minister says his plan to extend GP opening hours across England will take pressure off the entire NHS. If the Conservatives win the next general election, the aim is for everyone to have access to their family doctor from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, 7 days a week by 2020. David Cameron says hospitals will benefit from the move, which will cost £400 million over 5 years.
Of course, there is pressure on accident and emergency departments because people across the country know that they are open 24 hours a day. And so if you have this 7 day opening for GPs, which we've introduced already in part of the country, you help people, you take pressure off A&E.
Early Met Office figures show this month expected to be the UK's driest September since records began in 1910. Up to Sunday, there'd been just 19.4 millimetres of rainfall. That's 20% of what we'd normally expect.
Talk Sport weather with ATS Euromaster. Get up to £50 worth of free fuel vouchers, depending on size, when you buy 2 Michelin tyres. Conditions apply.
It's going to be cloudy, some patchy rain around for the north and the west, which will gradually track eastwards. Sunshine elsewhere, though, and a high of 21 Celsius.
Talk Sport.